and rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
President.
Franklin Pierce.
Term. Term. Balky! Ow!
Oh, you're still here. Cousin, I have to go to bed.
Balky, all you have to do is get an A on your history final and you will graduate high school at the top of your class.
Well, that's very nice, cousin, but you see, we've been studying for hours and I'm scraping the bottom of my bucket.
Well, scrape a little deeper. Balky, nobody in the family has ever graduated at the top of the class. I came close. All I needed was a 96 on my geometry final. But Mr. Blanchard threw in a trick question and I only got a 94. I came in second to that little tramp, Becky Jo Quinn.
Cousin, my history final is in 4 hours, and if I don't get some sleep, my brain isn't going to be worth Baba Sticky.
Balky, don't you understand? You could be the first in the family to be a valedictorian.
Well, I don't think so, cousin. I enjoy eating meat so much.
No, Balky, a valedictorian is the person who is number one in his graduating class. And he gets to make the big speech at the graduation ceremony.
I could make a speech?
Absolutely. And all we need to do is get 100 on the final tomorrow.
But, cousin, getting a perfect 100 on the history final is like swimming across Lake Meepos without getting a single leech.
Balky, anything worth doing is going to be hard. Now, concentrate! Ow! 15th president.
James Buchanan.
Term.
1857 to 1861.
Wife's name.
He wasn't married.
Why not?
Who the heck knows? Listen, I'm going to bed.
Balky, you have the chance to walk into that graduation valedictorian. Number one, numero uno. Are you going to let a little thing like sleep get in your way?
Yes. Now, cousin, I'm sorry, but I am not studying any more tonight, and that's that.
Oh, that's that, is it?
That is exactly what that is. I'm not studying any more tonight. My brain is exhausted, and besides, I know everything in the book.
Oh, you know everything in the book?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do.
You do?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Who is the president of the Confederacy?
Jefferson Davis.
Who is the vice president of the Confederacy?
Alexander Stevens. He was from Georgia. He weighed under 100 pounds.
Who is the publisher of your history book?
You're a sick man, Cousin.
Oh, you don't know, do you? Do you? Do you? You don't know. Well, it's the Warren Weber Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Cousin, my teacher's not going to ask that.
No, and I thought my teacher wasn't going to ask how many pages there were in the textbook. But he did. And the only person who knew the answer was that little tramp, Becky Jo Quinn. Now, are you going to be Balky Bartokamus valedictorian? Or a nobody? Valedictorian? Or a nobody?
All right, cousin, let's go for the mold.
the spirit. Chapter One. Columbus. Belky? What time is it?
It's howdy doody time.
Oh, my Lord! We fell asleep. It's 10 o'clock. Belky! Your history exam. It started an hour ago.
Really? How am I doing?
Mr. Jones, I finished with the test. I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, Mr. Fong, you didn't answer the extra credit question. It's worth 5 points.
Oh, I don't need it.
Don't know it, huh?
That too.
Mr. Jones, I can explain why I'm late. You see, I stayed up all night studying, and then I fall asleep. And then I didn't wake up until this morning when Cousin Larry knocked me off the couch. And then I didn't really wake up until he was carrying me down the stairs, knocking my head against the banister with each step. Just between you and me, it's a lucky thing I don't have a percussion.
Can he still take the test?
Well, sure, but I'm afraid he only has 20 minutes to complete it.
20 minutes? It would take me 20 minutes just to read this.
Don't read it. Go on instinct. Belky, listen to me. You can do it. You know the answers. But you're going to have to work fast. Very fast.
He also has to work alone.
I'm out of here.
Seventh president was Andrew Jackson. I couldn't think whether it was Andrew or Jermaine.
Belky, I have to turn these papers in by noon.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Well, Belky, congratulations. You got 100. You should be happy, Belky. Finishing second in the class is quite an accomplishment.
Second?
What do you mean second? We got 100. We're number one. We're number one.
I don't know what you are, but Belky finished second in the class. You see, Henry Fong also got 100 on the test, and his overall average is 1 point higher than Belky's.
Oh. Oh, cousin, I'm sorry. I did the best I could. I only got 100.
Well, 100 is nothing to be ashamed of.
Hey, wait a second. You didn't answer the extra credit question.
I didn't see an extra credit question.
Well, I gave Henry a chance, so I'll give you a chance to answer it. I must warn you, it's kind of a trick question.
Naturally.
But if you get it right, you will be number one in the class. Okay, now, who was the publisher of our history book?
Balky, you know this.
Oh, cousin. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh, I see it. I see it. It's light on the tip of my brain. Yo, it's coming closer. I see it. It's gone.
Well, don't feel bad. Nobody's ever gotten one of my extra credit questions.
I'm sorry, cousin. I let you down. Should have remembered it's the Warren Weber Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Warren Weber Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
He said it! He said it! You heard him in your face, Becky Jo Quinn!
Well, congratulations, Balky. This means that you graduate with the highest average in the class.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jones. Oh, I'm going to be so proud when I get up in front of everybody to make my speech. Come on, cousin. I want to go buy an underarm deodorant that won't fail me.
Hold on a minute. What speech are you talking about, Balky?
Oh, the speech that I make at the graduation ceremony.
There is no graduation ceremony.
There isn't? Then I make my speech at the prom before all the promming starts?
There's no prom either.
I suppose you're going to tell me there's no class picture. No graduation? No prom? No class picture? What is this, Russia?
It's night school. You'll get your diploma in the mail.
You mean I don't get to make a speech?
It's a school policy.
Well, the policy stinks.
No, cousin, it's all right. Mr. Jones, I really enjoyed having you as a teacher. Thank you very much.
Goodbye, Balky. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, Balky. I had no idea. Everybody gets a graduation.
No, cousin, it's all right. It's really all right. But if you don't mind, I'm going to walk home. I want to be alone for just a minute.
It's not fair. He deserves a graduation. They all do. Night school students work harder than anyone to get their diplomas. They didn't do it the easy way like you and I did. Living at home, going to school during the day, having all night to do homework. No. They have to go to classes in the evening because they have jobs during the day. They study whenever they can find the time. On the bus, on the way to work, on the weekends? And Deb, what do they get from you? You'll get your diploma in the mail. Can you spare the postage?
Listen,
No. Hear me out. These people earn their diplomas. If anybody deserves a graduation, they do. My summer camp had a graduation. Even Dog Obedience School has a graduation. All they have to do is learn to go on the paper. If you have any decency, any compassion, any sense of justice, you will see that these people get their own graduation ceremony.
That was very moving. But I don't work here anymore. After I turn these papers in, I'm finished for the semester.
Oh, come on. Can't you do something?
Well, I guess we could go talk to the principal.
Thank you.
And try not to grovel. She'll eat you alive. thing?
Balky, I have to talk to you.
I have to talk to you, too.
Me first. I spoke to Mr. Jones.
Cousin, please. Look, I've been walking around the Windy City for 2 hours feeling sorry for myself. And then, just before my lips were chapped beyond recognition, I said to myself, Balky, what the matter with you is? Not only did I graduate from high school, but thanks to you, I graduate number one in my class.
Well, wait till you hear what
isn't that enough? I mean, let's be real. I didn't know about any graduation ceremony or giving a speech or going to a prom until you told me. So why? Why should I feel like my heart has been torn out by the roots? I am a high school graduate. I can cope.
You mean you really don't care whether you have a graduation ceremony or not?
Oh, cousin, I'm past that.
And giving the valedictory speech means nothing anymore?
Cousin, this is a mature, adult Balky you're talking to.
So if I told you that Mr. Jones and I spoke to your principal and your class is going to have a graduation ceremony, you would say...
Cowabunga! This is the happiest day of my life! And you did it! You did it!
Balky! If you don't put me down, there's something else I'm going to do.
Listen. I'm sorry. I'm so happy. I get to have a graduation ceremony and I get to give a speech. I hope my lips heal in time. Cousin, I can't believe this. How can I ever thank you?
Just give a great speech. If you need any help, you can always use the one I wrote but never got to use because of that little tramp Becky Jo Quinn.
Cousin. You're going to have to let that go.
Graduation. Boy, does this bring back memories. You know, I was voted most likely to succeed.
Well, we all have our little disappointments.
Larry's such a sweet guy to go to all this trouble for Balky.
I'm so excited. I have never known anyone who graduated first in their class.
We've got to move this along. Traffic school meets here in an hour.
It's time. Let's take our seats.
They played that at my graduation.
I want to thank you all for coming. Before I hand out the diplomas, we'll hear from our valedictorian, Mr. Balky Bartokomus.
Thank you. I'm a little nervous. The last time I spoke to a group this size, they were grazing on a hillside. I don't know how to make a speech, but I can tell you what I feel. Right now, I'm so happy that it's like skyrockets are going off inside my heart. There goes one now. You know, just a short while ago, I was tending sheep on the hillsides of Meepos, and my only possessions were the burlwood staff that my grandfather gave me, and my heavy wool blanket to keep out the cold, and of course, my Sony Walkman. I didn't even know what a valedictorian was, and now I am one. I keep thinking any minute somebody's going to walk through the door and say, hey, you, what do you think you're doing? You think you really get to live in this nice place and have a nice job and have wonderful friends and get an education? Get real far, boy. But it is real. I live in America. I have a job. I get to pay taxes. I even have a Visa card with a $200 limit. And in just a minute, I'm going to have a high school diploma. That's really something special. I think that my fellow graduates and I are going to make you very proud. We have a big curiosity to learn things and a big feeling of how lucky we are to live in America and a big wish that we can make America as happy as America makes us. That's all that's in there. I'm finished now. The school is only a mile from here. We've been driving around for an hour.
Balky, it's tradition. You graduate, you drive to Evanston. Everybody does it.
Welcome to your prom.
Congratulations.